Hi there, James Wedmore here. I'm host of the Mind Your Business podcast and founder of the Rapid Growth System for online experts looking to scale their business, Business by Design. And if you don't know me, I've actually been running an online business for the past 15 years now, and I primarily do that with digital products. And I don't think I need to tell you that digital products are hands down the most profitable and fulfilling business model that exists online. Think about it. What else allows you to take your genius, your wisdom, your expertise, and package it in a way that you build it once and continue to get it into the hands of thousands, reach people all over the world, and start getting paid to make a difference? That's what I've done. And chances are, if you're listening to this, that's what you want to be doing as well. But let's face it, it's hard. Is super overwhelming. And everyone seems to be teaching that one thing. Like, you have to be doing this to be successful, or this is the answer to get more customers, or this is the platform or tool you need to be on in order to reach more people. But the problem is, business is not whittled down to just one thing. And until you take a holistic approach to running your business, chances are you'll be missing more than one thing. And that's where I come in. This June, I am hosting the first of three live training workshops called The Rise of the Digital CEO. In this training, you're going to walk through and see behind the curtain of my eight-figure digital product-based business so you can see the exact five gears that run my entire business. Whether you're just starting out, or you're struggling to sell your course, or you're ready to scale it and take to the next level, you're going to see what today's most successful digital CEOs are doing differently to attract more clients and customers and sell more of their digital products. To step into the role that your business needs, head on over to businessbydesign.net/rise.
Hey, when you start thinking about starting your bookkeeping business, you want to consider these three factors before you go any further. And it isn't creating a website or picking out a name. I'm going to share with you in this video, or if you're listening on the podcast in this minisode, the top three things I get asked about. You're listening to a bonus minisode on the Ambitious Bookkeeper podcast. Welcome to the Ambitious Bookkeeper channel. Today, I'm going to cover the top three questions I get asked that will help you if you've been considering starting a bookkeeping business. Let's get into it. Number one, I have an audit and a corporate controllership background with almost no tax experience. In an accounting services world where it seems like tax is always part of the package, clients aren't going to want to have to deal with multiple accounting firms or bookkeeping tax services. How would you advise getting around this if you're going into business alone? Okay, so my take is many bookkeeping firms don't offer tax. I don't either. We just have a handful of tax pros that we recommend, and maybe down the line we might add tax, but like you, or this person asking the question, I don't have a strong tax background, so that would mean hiring someone else to lead that department or merge with another firm. Many clients come to us already with a tax pro, so my advice here is to build relationships with tax pros that you can refer to and trust, and they'll also refer to you. Number two, the software dynamic. Is it better for the client to own the software and you log in virtually? What if they don't have cloud services? What other softwares do you use for admin work, like billing, file sharing, security, etc.? Okay, this one is a loaded question. Depending on how streamlined you want to be, using cloud software may be the only way to go. If you're wanting to work with larger businesses, they may be on an ERP system that you could just log into remotely. But most small businesses are already on something like QuickBooks or QuickBooks Online. And what we do is we migrate all of our clients to Xero because I like it better. And then we manage the subscription. But if we part ways, we just transfer the subscription to them. We use Xero internally also for our own billing. For file sharing, we use Google Workspace. Check out my free training where I cover this in depth, ambitiousbookkeeper.com/training. And I also have a podcast episode called How We Collaborate with Clients Part 2. I will drop the link below where you're watching or listening to this. And you can also sign up for the Bookkeeping Biz workshops and learn all about this live. We host them about 2 to 3 times per year, and our next session is in January, so stay tuned for that. Number 3, forming an LLC, business structure, startup costs, etc. What was it like for you? Okay, so I started as a sole proprietor with professional liability insurance, which I waited to purchase until I landed my very first client. So I wasn't spending any money until I really had some money coming in. I started out in California, which is where I was living, and California charges $800 per year just to file an LLC. So that's why I didn't end up going that route to begin with. If I started all over again today, though, I would just spend the money on the LLC and do that from the beginning. However, after things started taking off, about 6+ monthly clients, we ended up moving to Arizona, and that's where I ended up filing and forming my LLC. I do have a podcast about insurance called What Kind of Insurance Do Bookkeepers Need? And I now go through Risk Desk, which is the company that I'm talking to in that podcast, for all of my business insurance for both companies. They are absolutely great to work with. As far as costs go, like I said, I kept it lean and only paid for things as I had revenue coming in initially. And honestly, I'm a cheerleader of doing that as well. So I'm here cheering you on. If you are in this stage of thinking and dreaming about starting a business, I hope this episode was helpful for you. If you want to learn with me live all about starting a bookkeeping business, like I said, head to bkworkshops.online to get notified about our next workshop series. And if you're ready to just hit the ground running now and get started, head to ambitiousbookkeeper.com/BBA to enroll in the Bookkeeping Business Accelerator, where I go through all of this in great depth, and you have a community to support you along the way. Thanks for listening to this minisode or watching on YouTube. Talk to you soon. Thank you to everyone who helps make this podcast possible. Content and interviews are produced by me, Serena Hsu. Our intro and outro music is written and performed by my brother, Ian Gilliam. Editing is also by Ian, using his awesome sound engineering skills along with Descript software. Hosting and publishing is by Buzzsprout. And you can check out the show notes for links to all of these amazing resources and resources mentioned in the episode.
Be ambitious.